This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. You've probably heard of the I Ams of Christ, but what about the I Ams of the Apostle Paul? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
If you want to find the secret behind the dynamic quality of the Apostle Paul's life, Romans chapter 1 is the place to look. Here we find three I Ams that open the door to the heart of this man of God who just couldn't seem to stop talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans 1:14, Paul says, I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. Paul felt he had a debt to the world, not just a selected few. He felt a burden and an obligation to share the message of Christ with everyone, everywhere he went. It is something like you would feel if you were aboard a huge ocean liner loaded with thousands of life jackets, and as you looked over the rail and saw thousands of people down below in the water struggling to stay afloat. I'm sure you would feel an obligation to help them, and you wouldn't stop until you had exhausted your supply of life jackets. That's what Paul is saying. He is under obligation to the world. In verse 15, Paul says, I am eager to preach the gospel to you also who are at Rome. The Greek word translated here as eager has the idea of burning up. Paul had a fire in his spirit that produced his strong desire to share Christ with the people in Rome. This is a strange thing when you consider that Rome should have held no attraction at all for the Apostle Paul. He was a Jew, and Romans hated Jews. He was small and frail, and Romans admired strength. He was not a powerful orator, and Rome was full of them. In addition, his message was spoken against everywhere he went. But Paul had a burning desire to get to Rome because of his message. The third I am is in verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul was not trusting in his natural abilities, nor was he deterred by lack of them. He was not able to trust in his clever speeches or his physical prowess. His confidence was in God and the message of the gospel, which God could use to create new life. Christian, how about you? The most important factor in your being used by God is not your natural abilities, but your desire. If you can say from your heart with Paul, I am a debtor, I am eager, I am not ashamed, then the Lord will use you in a remarkable way. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this Daily Discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy looks at God's assurance that tomorrow's gain will be worth today's pain. Join us on Daily Discipleship.